I hope the next time I move, I get a real easy phone number, something that's easy to remember. Something like 2222222222. I would say sweet, and then people would say, Mitch, how'd I get a hold of you? I say, just press 2 for a while. And when I answer, you will know you have pressed 2 enough.
Cactus, PLA Radio.
Oh my god, Hacks, this is Linear.
And oh my god, Hacks, this is Bexome.
The two of us have broken into the PLA studios, gagged and bound Brad Carter, the regular host of the show, and seized control of PLA Radio Episode 18. You should be unfamiliar with my co-host, however you might remember me as the editor and high priest of the United Phone Losers.
But Linear...
That's a little bit of a joke I just told there. Nobody remembers the UPL, of course.
Oh, I get it. That's clever.
So allow me to provide a brief history of the UPL, a Phone Losers crash course.
Oh, great.
In 1998, I created a parody knockoff group of the Phone Losers of America. For lack of a better name, the group and resulting e-zine were dubbed the United Phone Losers. Though the group started as a dumb joke by an equally dumb 14-year-old kid, Brad took notice and pretended to enjoy it. Soon we became internet super friends, PLA and UPL started to work on joint projects together, and soon UPL had a recognized presence in the computer underground scene. We had been mentioned in multiple computer security books, online security alerts, and were possibly responsible for a major change to Network Solutions domain name registration security after UPL published major flaws that led to websites being easily hijacked in November of 1999. The group was active for about 6 years before I was dumb enough to let our own domain name expire. The group disbanded for a number of years, but more recently, I once again have ownership of the domain, and UPL has a home on the web.
Boring.
Anyway, you might be wondering why two ugly chuds like us would want to take over the show. And that's a valid question, wouldn't you say, Bexo?
Not ugly.
The reason is simple. In 2005, after our website, phonelosers.net, had been taken over by cyber squatters, Brad Carter took it upon himself to release an unauthorized issue of the UPL e-zine, which by that point had been out of print for over 2 years. This made me angry. I decided to call up all the readers of the old zine and let them know what happened.
Hello?
Renita?
Yes?
Hey, this is Linear. Can you believe that Brad Carter tried to hijack the UPL e-zine?
This is who?
Linear, from UPL.
Oh, I don't know who you are.
Well, that's not important. What's important is that Brad Carter tried to take over the magazine.
Who in the hell is Brad Carter?
I know, right? Just some nobody tries to take over? I really just don't know what to do, Renita.
Oh, well, I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Well, do you have any suggestions at all?
Hello?
Hi, Bertha?
Yeah?
Hi, can you believe that in 2005, Brad Carter released an unauthorized issue of the United Phone Losers electronic magazine?
Talk slow, so I don't understand you. I'm hard to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just upset that Brad Carter released an unauthorized issue of the United Phone Losers electronic magazine way back in 2005. He didn't have any right to do that.
Honey, I can't understand you.
I'm talking
about... important.
It's about Brad Carter. He released an unauthorized issue of the United Phone Losers electronic magazine in 2005.
No, I have never received a magazine.
You've never seen the magazine. Hello? Bertha?
As you can see, everyone was pretty shaken up over the incident.
Wait, you called up all the former readers of the zine and those were the two best conversations you had?
Actually, those were the only former readers, Bex. Also, the zine is about a decade old now, and so no one is in the prime of their youth anymore.
Didn't you say your mom used to read it?
Oh, hold on. I should probably let her know about this.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hey, remember in high school when I had that hacker magazine and I didn't know it, but you used to read it to keep tabs on me?
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know it's back online, so if you wanted to figure out what I'm doing, you can go read it again.
Okay. What a weirdo you are.
What,
you put it back on or something? Or you just started it up again or something?
Yeah, I just have it. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it's up there, so everything's archived. So if you want to learn how to steal phone calls or something, you can do it.
Oh boy, that's what I want to do.
So back to the story. I vowed revenge for Brad's misdeed, and although it has taken me 3 years, my scheme has finally come to fruition. PLA Radio episode number 18 is mine.
Definitely wasn't easy, though. This guy made it hard even to get a flight over here to the PLA studio.
Well, it's not my fault I put some weight on over the years, and the airline industry is just full of assholes.
American Airlines, Joanne Smith.
Hi, Joanne. I was looking into booking a flight with the airline, but I had a concern I wanted to check with you about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a pretty big guy. I guess I sweat on relatively cool days. And I heard that us bigger guys should buy 2 plane tickets for your airline. Is that true?
You can. That is an option.
Okay. Great. Well, do I have to admit that I'm a fat slob in order to buy both tickets?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to admit that I'm a fat slob in order to buy both tickets?
No, you don't have to say that, sir. You can just say you would like to purchase 2 tickets.
Oh, good. And I guess, well, if you provide peanuts or pretzels or anything like that on the flight, I guess I'd get 2 packages then, right, since I bought 2 seats?
You can ask for them, yes, sir.
Terrific. Okay. And then just one more thing. The flight attendants wouldn't call me Fatty Fat McFat Fuck, right? Because I was called that in high school, and now I'm on antidepressants.
You know, do you have a reservation I can help you with?
No, I'm looking into it, but I'm really concerned.
Okay. If you don't have a reservation, then I'm going to go ahead and speak to the next person that's on hold.
Is this because I'm fat?
Thanks for calling American.
I knew it.
We're going to take a quick break to listen to some voicemail. Luckily, we're equipped with a way to bypass the security features on Brad's voicemail box.
For security reasons, I'll need to authenticate your voice.
At PLA, my voice is my password.
Thanks. Your voice has been authenticated.
Hi, Brad. I just wanted to say that your show turns me on sexually. I'm just going to go puff a puppy, just stick my dick up and it's just... I was a vaginal sweat all over my cock. Oh god, yeah. Masturbate, no, yes. Oh god, that's how you make me feel. Just wanted to tell you that. At least don't make me do anything sick, like fuck a kitten or something. I'll fuck a puppy. I will. Because of you. I'll fuck a puppy and take it to you. Thank you. I love you, LA. Goodbye.
Hey, Brad. This is Nada. I like the show, and I listen to it.
I make you phone line wine, I call you one more time, but give me just a dime and the call will never end. No, I am not your friend, nor am I your buddy. I am a wee taxor, I am a little cuddy. RPCP is the one for me, because he is so crazy, but his past mistakes mean nothing to me. The PLA is tight, the PLA is sweet, and Murdoch has really smelly feet.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to say how fun your little project was on your website with the Citizen Band radio and such. I took my toaster and took it apart, and it had the crystal in there, and I put it in my new CB digital radio, and I called a lot of drive-thrus, and it was fun. I think you were just lying in episode 17 when you said it was all an April Fool's joke, because I did it with, like, 5 CB radios and it worked, and I think you should go ahead and reveal your meta April Fool's joke and tell people that it was a joke, because I know you weren't lying, Brad. I know. See you later.
Hey, Brad, what's up? Yo, your freaking podcast is so freaking hilarious. Like, literally, I listen to them every day. And, they get me through the day every day, you know, they make me laugh, it's freaking hilarious. I just wish I had the guts to do what you do, but seriously, keep up the freaking good work and keep freaking pranking everyone, because it's so fucking hilarious, seriously. Anyways, yeah, I found out about your podcast on PSP, and, you know, I'm browsing the web on it, and oh my god, it's so freaking hilarious. The drive-through shenanigans, that was hilarious too, and your latest 16 episode podcast was funny, And the voicemail had Santa, and then the other one with the Tokyo, Japan guy. That was hilarious, too. And I'm so glad you put that out there. Every time I listen to it, it makes me want to freaking just die laughing. So, anyways, just keep up the fucking good work, all right, bro? Peace.
Hey, Dad. Something for you to sit alone, home, and call you an answer machine just to hear your voice. Because you're so fucking hilarious.
Hey, RBCP. This is some guy that loves your podcast. And I just called to say, well, I love your podcast. I'm a big fan of all your PLA stuff. And go PLA. Bye.
If you'd like to leave a voicemail, you can call PLA Radio at area code 505-796-4020 or leave a message for Skype username phonelosers.org. You can also email the show at radio@phonelosers.org. Now that we have all that over with, I guess, well, what else can we do?
I don't know. There's a lot of expensive-looking stuff here in Brad's studio. Should try to sell it on Craigslist.
I don't know. I've had a lot of problems with Craigslist. Like the other day, I saw an ad for a free kitten.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling about an ad I saw on Craigslist for a free kitten. I was wondering if that's still available?
Yeah, I still have her.
Oh, okay, great. I just had a quick question. I know it says about 5 months old, so I'm assuming it's still pretty small then, right?
It's about half grown. I'm really guessing on the age. What happened, there was a pet store up the street from me that closed down, and they were cleaning out the store a couple nights ago, and they had like 5 or 6 kittens in there, and they threw them all out the back door.
Oh, no.
And this was the only one that I could manage to catch.
Oh, okay. So, because it's still pretty small, I'm assuming it'd still fit into an oven then, right?
Huh?
Fit into an oven?
Why would you all put it in an oven?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I said it's still small enough for loving.
I'm sorry. I think you need to call in another cat.
Yeah, I've kind of had some bad experiences, too. This one time I tried to buy a changing table. It was advertised as a black changing table, and the lady really wasn't helpful at all.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the black changing table you have listed on Craigslist.
Yes?
Yeah, is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Cool. I just have a couple questions. Would it work for white babies, too?
For what do you mean?
It's a black changing table?
Yes, but it's a black color too.
But my baby's white. Is that okay?
Are you serious?
It won't
you're
work?
You're wasting a minute. Are you wasting my minutes because you want to know if it's usable for a white?
Well, do I need to paint it first?
I'm not even black, you dumbass. You should, like, really, like... Oh, God, fuck.
What about the time you tried to help out the FBI by being a part of that sting operation? You know, the one where you're trying to find people who are soliciting sex on Craigslist?
Yeah, no one really fell for it, though.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling because I saw your Craigslist ad about the ride to the aquarium.
Oh, hey, I did that last week, but I might be going down to, like, the Wild Animal Park or something this week.
Oh, the Wild Animal Park, yeah, I'm into that, too. Do you think you'd like me to go with you to the Wild Animal Park?
Well, it could be, I don't know, I mean, like I say, basically what I do, like, on weekends, I go out and I take a bunch of pictures somewhere just for fun.
Right, right, yeah, I'm down with that. And you said you're offering a free ride. I'm really into that.
Free ride.
Free ride, yeah, yeah. So you want to talk about fees or something?
No, just like I say, I take pictures somewhere for...
No, yeah, you can take all the pictures you want, baby. I mean, my fees to the animal park, right? Or if you're into the aquarium still.
No, look, if you'll drop me an email, I'll see about, getting back to you right now. I'm sort of busy.
No, I mean, if you're worried that I'm not a cop, this isn't entrapment.
Look, drop me an email. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a sort of family dinner right now.
Right, but I mean, I can't really do this over email because then I could be in trouble. We need to talk about this on the phone.
All right. If you drop me an email with your number, I'll give you a call back later tonight.
Okay, sounds great, baby.
All right.
Bye. That fucker never called me back. Hey, did you end up buying that truck you found on Craigslist?
No, that didn't really work out. The guy just refused to sell it to me.
Hello?
Hey, is Frank there?
You got him.
Hey, Frank, I'm calling about your Craigslist ad.
How you doing?
Pretty good. So, you're selling a 1995 Ford. How much are you selling that for? It doesn't give a price.
I'm not selling any trucks.
I'm sorry. Is this Frank at 631-8311?
Yes, it is.
Says you're selling a Ford F-250.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I'm looking at the ad. So don't. Are you calling me a liar, Frank?
No, but I don't have an ad for a truck.
I'm looking at the ad, Frank. No, don't
I don't
tell
even
me
have
an ad.
All right. Well, then somehow it got screwed up because I don't have trucks to sell.
Then why would you put trucks on Craigslist if you're not selling a truck?
Because I didn't put it on there.
Look, if the Ford's sold, just tell me it's sold. Don't sit here and waste my time and lie to me about it.
Listen, buddy, if I had a truck for sale, I'd be more than happy to sell it to you. Somehow it got screwed up. Okay?
How do you screw it up? How do you put Ford F-250 on the Craigslist if you're not selling a Ford
F-250? You know what? I don't have a truck, okay? Hello?
Listen, Frank, you're going to sell me that fucking Ford.
Listen, asshole. I don't have a Ford. Okay? If you want to try to force me to sell something, I'll give you my address.
All right. Give me your address.
All right. 625A, the Miller Place, New York.
You home right now?
That's my office. You can come down there.
I'm coming down there, and I'm going to take that fucking Ford.
Yeah, I'll be there in 15 minutes, Dick.
All right. Me too, Chief. I got a little lost on the way over there, and about 40 minutes later, I tried to give him a call back to get some help, but, well, I guess that didn't go over so well either.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Frank, I just want to let you know I'm on my way, but I'm a little lost. I was wondering if you can help me get there.
Help you get where?
To your office.
I don't have a truck.
I know, but I thought you were inviting me down to come look at your truck.
No. I was inviting you down with your wise mouth.
I'm sorry, to what?
Your wise mouth, and I told you that I don't have a truck for sale. And you intended, and you kept going on and on. I don't have a truck for sale.
So now I've just wasted 40 minutes out of my day trying to get to your fucking office, and you're not going to sell me a truck?
You wasted your own time. When you first called me, I told you I didn't have a truck. You argued with me. Remember that?
Sell me the truck, Frank.
Listen, I don't have a truck.
I'm halfway to your office. Just give me the truck.
I told you when you first called I didn't have a truck. Okay?
Then why would you tell me to come down to your office to get the truck? You said bring a cashier's check.
You said you were going to come down here to force me to sell you the truck.
You said bring a
come on down and try.
You said bring the cashier's check and I'll give you the truck today.
What kind of crack you smoking?
You said you're going to give me $400 off for giving me a hard time. Eventually, I did find his office, but things escalated pretty quickly after that, and well, after the whole incident, I needed the help of somebody else's services from Craigslist.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about a address on Craigslist. I was wondering if I could get a free quote.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually just one room, small room, living room, but I was wondering if you would be able to get blood stains out.
To get what out?
Blood stains.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's...
How many rooms? You said one or two?
Oh, it's just one room, but there's like a trail of blood leading to the doorway.
Okay. Basically, our minimum to go out would be 85. It covers one room, two rooms, and a hall. So it's up to you. If you've got two rooms and a hall that you want to have done, doesn't change the price. You just get more bang for your buck if you're able to have more rooms done. But basically, it's 85, covers two rooms and a hall.
Okay, and everything would be confidential, I'm assuming?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I see a dead body or something, you know, stuffed in the closet, I'm not going to say anything. You got my word on it.
Oh, no, you're not going to actually see the body. It's okay.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Great. Awesome. Doesn't bother me any.
Okay, so when could you come out?
I don't know. When do you want us out there?
At least that guy was helpful. I guess you're right, though. It's probably not worth the hassle to sell Brad's stuff, huh?
Yeah, it really isn't. Well, I guess that just about wraps up the show because, well, to be honest, it's a lot more boring here in the studio than we thought it would be. It's just a lot of toaster crystals and Wham CDs lying around. Don't forget to visit the PLA at www.phonelosers.org, and now that the United Phone Losers are back, you can also visit them at www.phonelosers.net.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll really want to after this.
And on that note, we'll leave you with some music to end the show. On behalf of United Phone Losers and PLA Radio, I'm Linear.
I'm Bexo.
And Brad Carter will be back with you for PLA Radio Episode 19.
Wait!
I'm not even black, you dumbass.